Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Catherine Sheehan works in UCC and gets to bring her dog Romeo to work every day as part of the Paws at UCC pilot training programme. And Maeve Barrett is a volunteer with the programme and they're in our Cork studio to tell us more about it. This is my dream job, Catherine.
Hi, Brendan.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
Thanks for joining us and thanks, Maeve.
I suppose thanks a million for having us on. We're delighted to share something that's very close to our hearts and a programme that we're, you know, really loving.
So let's tell people about the Paws at UCC programme.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's in its infancy. We're 1 year in. It's a 3-year pilot. And we're working, the university has partnered up with the charity My Canine Companion. They're a Cork-based Irish charity and they provide assistance dogs for children with autism, and they have several different programmes and dog programmes in schools across the country. So we've partnered up with MCC and we have 5 dogs on campus. We have 4 from 1 litter. They're 15-month-old standard poodles, Romeo, Remy, Ruby and Ruth. They're all siblings. And we have Jackie as well, who's a golden retriever. And they all have kind of different roles. Staff are main handlers and they bring the dogs onto campus.
So continue, so you said MCC is My Canine Companion. They train the dogs to be autism service dogs.
Autism service dogs, yeah.
The Paws at UCC programme is slightly different.
It is slightly different. The programme started last year and so MCC, My Canine Companion, Tracy is our trainer. She comes to us, she has been coming to us for the past year to train us, to train the dogs on campus. Mm-hmm. The dogs are called university dogs or campus dogs. They come to work with us. They have different events that they engage in. So we have Pawsome Moments,
I'm dog obsessed. Dog, you're going to make me laugh at every turn here. I absolutely love dogs. We are not worthy of dogs, I believe.
I know, they're far superior than what we give them credit for, honest to God. But we can see the benefit of this programme. So we have weekly... So I guess just to go back a bit, like, you know, when the programme started, we carried out a survey and we got over 800 responses from students and staff. And the students and the staff kind of led the way in where, you know, we place the dogs. So they're in the library every week for 2 hours. My Canine Companion join us as well with the dogs. And that's kind of a 2-hour really nice session where students can come and meet the dogs. They might be on their way to go and finish out an assignment, or they might be on their way to an exam, or it's really valuable around really pressure moments in university life when they're, you know, maybe heading towards an exam and really feeling the higher states of stress. So that's a really nice event that the students and staff can come to meet. I think I want to highlight here, these dogs are for staff also. Great. For staff well-being. And they're here to promote kind of a sense of belonging. So we have a framework in UCC called Begin, Belong, Become. Okay. And it's to kind of like encourage, you know, well-being and to help students to feel connected in university. Because like the first... when you come to college first, you know, as great as it is, it can be a challenge for a lot of students.
Of course.
You know, it can be hard to make friends. You know, it can be quite lonely at the very beginning. So, you know, when you see a dog, it just kind of gives a sense of like you're at home. You know, you belong here. You know, this is, you know, your place in the world. And it can be a time for students when they're kind of, you know, trying to find their tribe and find their people. And in our pause and moments, we've seen students who've been on their own who've, you know, struck up conversations, and, you know, it can lead to a friendship, and we have seen that happen.
I mean, dogs are icebreakers. I know people in the park and we know each other by the dog names. We don't even know each other's names.
I'm walking onto campus, nobody says hello to me. It's morning, Romeo. And then, oh, hi, Catherine.
You know. I put my dog on Instagram a bit and I don't get her consent, so I might get in trouble for it. But I've had people stop me and say, can we meet Nancy?
I'm 100%. Like, I mean, I've worked in UCC 8 years and I've walked past students and staff, you know, don't look sideways. And
now you've a dog.
Now I have a dog and it's just opened up this world that I never knew existed, actually, because it would be kind of weird if randomers came up to you and said hello without a dog. But when you have a dog, people just walk straight up to you and it just starts up this really kind of, it's a lighthearted conversation, you know, oh, what age is he, what breed is he, you know, like, oh, he can smell my fill at home. You know, it's just a really light-hearted interaction.
And I always, give us a bit of a, I suppose, etiquette. I always ask people if I can say hello to their dog.
And, you know, that's, I suppose that ties in with the training as well with MCC. You know, they teach us how to interact the dogs with students. You know, like, we have to really be mindful of these dogs. We don't want to overwhelm them. You know, they're meeting a lot of people throughout the day. So we have to really monitor their behaviour.
Give us a typical day. What's the dog's typical day?
So for me anyway, I bring him in. I work in the disability support service. So Romeo comes in to me. I have one-to-one appointments with students. So he is present in my meeting. Well, it starts with when we go down to reception to collect the student for an appointment. And that is even heartwarming in itself, you know, because, you know, already sometimes the students, there's a little bit maybe anticipation, or a lot of the students that I meet may have difficulty with their studies. So, you know, they can be nervous coming in to see me. So, like, you know, it just kind of buffers that. So he meets the students, they come into the appointment, you know, like, we're chatting away with the student and he's there, and he might just lie in the bed and just go for a snooze, or he might sit next to the student and they're kind of rubbing him and, you know, interacting with him. He meets all my colleagues in the office. I work in Access Reception, or in the Access office in UCC. So he's become really embedded in my work environment as well. So everyone in my office absolutely adores him. He has different, I suppose, events that he goes to throughout the day. Like, what's very important.
You're basically his PA, aren't you?
I'm basically his slave. Yeah.
Can I ask, while you're there, Maeve is beside you. Maeve, you recently graduated from UCC, but you're still involved in the PAWS at UCC pilot programme. How and why did you first get involved in 2023?
I actually got involved, so I started supporting the charity back in 2021. I had the opportunity to socialise some of Jackie's pups from the A litter. So from there on, I suppose things kind of, one thing led to another. And when I eventually started college in October of 2021, this kind of idea came about through Dr. Irene Hartigan in the College of Nursing and Midwifery. And she kind of laid the foundations for it. And I suppose from there, then things just took off, and it's just been... As a graduate now of the college, like, it's fabulous to still be able to come and get involved in events and, I suppose, lend out a hand and just see where it's going from strength to strength, see where it's going to end up.
And I see the phrase buddy. You were a buddy on the programme. What did that involve?
Yeah, so there's a set of student buddies. So basically what we are is we're paired up with the lecturers who are the main handlers for dogs, and we're trained through my canine companion in order to be able to handle the dogs and deal with the different situations we'd have them in. So it's, I think there's a few training sessions done on campus where basically they just show the students how to, they teach us kind of the basic commands involved in having these dogs on a daily basis. And then they also, there's an awful lot of reading a dog's body language and kind of understanding a situation a bit better, so that you know when to remove the dog from the situation or how best to handle the individual that you're talking to, that kind of thing.
And Maeve, as a graduate, what have you learned about the power of dogs?
Oh, there's so much I've learned, Brendan, from this. It's an absolutely incredible experience. I'm so, so happy to have been involved in it. But I think one of the biggest things I found was that a dog's body language is very similar to a human's. You kind of start to read into people a bit more. And like, we obviously, as student handlers, like as Catherine was saying, you know, people will come up to you with the dogs. You're talking to a lot more people and you have a lot more interactions with individuals on campus. So I think I found an awful lot was that, like, the connections we made massively with other students on campus, but also our ability as individuals to kind of read situations and read other people's body language then in turn, so you kind of understand a bit more about what people need from the dogs in the moment. So it's just been absolutely incredible to be a part of it.
And there's two sorts of questions I want to ask you both. So they're just incredibly good icebreakers from a very, I suppose, simple level. Is that right? They just break the ice immediately with people.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great excuse to come up and chat to somebody new.
Is it true that dogs read our faces to see if we're angry or happy?
100%. They're always watching, you know. I mean, we know through my own research and just through, like, working with my canine companion and Irene, we know that, like, they're so in tune with our emotions, you know, and, like, we know that they help to reduce our stress hormones, cortisol levels, they reduce our heart rate, our blood pressure, they increase, you know, bonding, the bonding hormone, oxytocin. So they actually help us to feel love, but they certainly read the room. Like, I mean, I've had students who have been, you know, in those pressure points, you know, heading towards like a deadline, and maybe there might be a little bit of stress. And I had one student in particular who was actually in floods of tears over a deadline that she was kind of feeling a bit stressed about meeting. And these interactions, Brendan, are so quick. They're like 2-3 minutes, and she was crying. Romeo went up to her. He was kind of leaned in against her. Like, they lean their body. These dogs, they lean their body weight against you, or they lie on your feet. Like, you know, they're incredible. They're so special. And just within a couple of minutes, like, you know, we weren't trying to change her emotion because it had to be there. We had to allow her to experience it. But he was just there to kind of soothe her. And you could, it's tangible. You could see her just calming down over that 2-3 minute kind of interaction. So, yeah, they're...
Gorgeous.
They're so special. I mean, like, we're so blessed. We feel really lucky to be part of this programme. My own well-being, and I'm sure Maeve will agree, has improved. Like, even friends said to me, God, you seem happier. I was like, God, maybe I am, actually.
Yeah, but that's amazing. So they literally change the atmosphere where they go.
100%. I mean, like I've already said, like, within my own office, like, you know, it's helped me to understand my colleagues' likes and dislikes. You know, I know now who in the office likes dogs. I know who in the office who's had a hard experience, or, you know, maybe they've had like a bite from a dog when they were a child and they were a little bit kind of like cautious. But they're the ones who've just 100% have transformed, and they're the ones that are down on the ground now at Romeo when we come in the morning.
I know them.
You know,
I have them in my own life. if people who don't like dogs just haven't met the right dog.
They just haven't met the right dog, but these dogs are really special. And so, like, just to add as well, you know, the program, it's a 3-year pilot.
Great.
You know, it was partially funded for the first year. Now we're relying on fundraising, and, you know, the myself and Maeve both abseiled off the Hogan stand.
Good for you.
To fundraise for the charity.
Not Romeo, I hope.
No, not Romeo. No. He's next, though. He's next.
But listen, and you're still fundraising, so we wish you the best
of luck. We're still fundraising. Yeah, we are. Yeah.
So PAWS at UCC.
PAWS at UCC.
Still in pilot program.
So just to mention, the acronym is, and Maeve came up with this and her mum, it's Promoting Academic Wellbeing and Support.
Well done. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Clever as well. Listen, I could talk all day about Puppy Power. I love them so much. Thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome.
Catherine Sheehan and Maeve Barrett. Thank you. We'll take